is it exactly that you don't know where she is? Sybil Granger. She'd had many last names over the years, but still identified with this one, was a shell of her former self. Her body was wrecked from a forced trip to another plane, one she had to practically kill herself to escape from, and her hands shook from more than rage. This was weakness, and she didn't like it.
"We don't know where she is,"
Domino replied. The minion, for what else was she supposed to call him, didn't quake as he stood in front of her. That was another sign that her current status wasn't going to benefit her. She had to recover, and fast.
"You were supposed to be watching her," Sybil seethed. "How hard can it be to watch one woman?"
"She's magical,"
Domino replied simply.
"She cloaks herself without even realizing it."
Sybil looked down her nose at the minion.
"Are you trying to torture me? I just got back from a hell plane for crying out loud. I need that girl."
Domino's expression didn't change.
"We don't have her."
Sybil threw her hands in the air, uttered a string of curses, and then tilted her head to look up at the ceiling. The house she'd decided to take up residence in was in Salem, only 30 minutes from where her quarry lived. But somehow the people she'd left to watch Charlie Rhodes had fallen down on the job. If she'd been at full power, she would have killed Domino where he stood. She didn't have that option now. If she wasn't very much mistaken, her brain wasn't firing on all cylinders, so that was a possibility. She was down a few minions. Their ranks seemed thinner than when she'd been forced over by the accursed Crossroads demon months ago. At the time, she'd believed she would be able to escape quickly and catch the Rhodes girl unaware upon her return. She'd been wrong, and she was still bitter about it.
"What do you know?" Sybil asked.
She needed rest. Her mind and body were screaming for it, but she also needed the girl. As Sybil's power continued to wane, the fear she was convinced she would never feel grew.
"We know her parents are with her now,"
Domino replied evenly.
"They've been seen at her place. They've gone out to dinner."
"I was here for all that," Sybil growled.
Domino held his hands palms out.
"I don't know what to tell you. They go where they want to go when they want to go. The girl shows no signs of changing routines, and she still works for the Legacy Foundation. That is all we know."
"So she could be at her apartment right now."
Domino blinked twice and then shrugged.
"Sure, we'll go with that."
"How useless are you?" Sybil screeched.
"We've done what we were tasked with doing,"
Domino replied, unruffled.
"You told us not to approach her. We didn't. You told us not to be seen when spying on her. We weren't. You said to make sure to keep our distance. We did. It's not our fault you lost the game you thought only you could win."
Sybil's eyes narrowed to slits.
"What did you just say?"
Rather than repent and slouch his shoulders, Domino remained steadfast in his opposition.
"You said there was nothing that could stop you from taking the girl. You said it was destiny. The Crossroads demon stopped you."
"It's not as if I could have seen her coming."
"Maybe not, but she's in this now. And she's not the only powerful friend the girl has. There are others. That circus girl has come into her own during your absence. She knows what she is and who can help her. The fact that her power might cross with the girl's should concern you."
"Do I look concerned?" Sybil snapped.
"You look as if a stiff breeze could blow you over,"
Domino replied.
"If I were you, I would rethink this plan. The girl has a good chance of defeating you."
Sybil wanted to snap his neck, and yet she refrained because she wasn't certain she had the strength.
"This is my destiny. It was told a very long time ago. That girl's death, her power, will cement my place in this world."
"What if you're wrong?"